You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Well, this is Jeff New, folks. I am Glenn Harris, the host of Glenn Harris Outdoors, and we're brought to you this week by our sponsors, Cranford's, Northside, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. This is something we mentioned last week, having to do with a new competitive fishing circuit that's going on in our area. That's the high school bass tournament series. And the first tournament's going to be held this week, this Saturday, down at Caney Lake out of Hooks Marina. So I think this is great to give these kids an opportunity to get out there and see what they can do with a fishing pole. And if you can, go down there and support them Saturday at Hooks Marina. On Caney Lake down by the dam. Well, you know, one night last week, my sister, Linda Dupree, was sitting at home watching TV. She got a signal on her cell phone. She clicked the button. She saw a group of feral pigs feeding on the corn and the catfish scraps and a trap, a special kind of trap that her husband and sons had set on their hunting lease just a few miles from her home. Well, she sent a message to her son, Sam, who was enjoying pizza with his family at a restaurant 20 miles away. Sam hit a button on his phone, dropped the gate on that hog trap, and bingo, caught every one of them. And you know, in some instances, drones are used to locate a bunch of hogs, and shooting pigs from helicopters has gotten real popular with hundreds of pigs taken off of the landscape. You can bet working to control these feral hogs has really, really gone high-tech. And after these messages, we're going to visit with Sam Dupree, who's going to talk about what his club is doing to try and control these nasty, nasty critters. You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors on Sports Talk 97.7.
Eastbound down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Hi, I'm Richie McKinney. Just want to say how proud we are to be title sponsor for the Glenn Harris Show on 97.7. Tune in every Tuesday at 4:15 for the latest in outdoor news, and be sure and visit McKinney Honda to check out everything from Hondas to hunting gear. We've got you covered for archery equipment, apparel, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, and lawn equipment. For a great outdoor combo, check out Glenn Harris Show and McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Ruston.
When the big ones are biting, make sure you have all the supplies you need. Stop by Cranford's Northside before you head out on your next fishing trip. Cranford's has a huge line of fishing supplies and tackle and has just about any live bait you'll need, including shiners, goldfish, worms, and crickets. They got rods and reels and boating supplies. Cranford's has all the convenience items you'll need too, like soft drinks, beer, snacks, ice, and gas. Cranford's Northside, right on the way to Lake Darbone, just 2 miles north of I-20 on the Farmerville Highway.
Folks, as you know, there is a big, big problem, not only in Louisiana, but really across the whole South, and that's these feral hogs. And I am talking to a young man who has kind of put together a plan on his family's hunting club in Natchitoches Parish, Sam Dupree, and who is starting to kind of make the thing work. Sam, welcome to the show, and talk a little bit about, first of all, what kind of problems do y'all have with hogs down there?
Well, we have the same kind of problems I figure most folks in the north part of the state have, is tearing up food plots, tearing up feeders when they can knock them down, and just all around destroying everything they can on our lease.
All right, well, what have you tried in the past to try to eradicate them, to try to gain some kind of headway against them?
Well, of course, we shoot everyone we see, and then we've tried little drop gate traps, but those are really ineffective, and you only catch a few, if any, and they're always, you know, smaller ones.
Yeah.
Not real effective.
Well, now, this, where did you get the idea for this new trap? First of all, what kind of new trap have y'all started using?
It's one that works off of a cell phone. You have an app, and the little camera is actually a cell phone, and you know, it takes pictures, and it'll operate a gate controller also. So when you see pigs in the trap on your phone, you can push
Okay, and how do you get the trap? In other words, you don't just set the trap and do it the first night, probably, do you?
Well, we leave the door open and leave the back of the trap open and put a lot of corn in. We've been using fish, catfish trimmings, you know, you can put that out there. They like that. And leave the back of the gate open for a week or so, and as well as the gate. And you can watch and see what's coming in there. When you got when you have a lot of activity coming, then you go close the back of the pen and just wait for the phone to let you know there's pigs in there, and then you can drop the gate.
Okay, well, now give me a scenario of how this works. Okay, you're sitting at the house, you're watching TV, and then what does your phone do first?
It'll give you an alert that, you know, it just took a picture, and then you can take a look at the picture, and sometimes it's, you know, coons. Sometimes it's during the day, it may be a buzzard or two, but most of the time, after dark, it's going to be pigs if it goes off.
Okay, so you get a picture of actually what's in your trap, right?
That's right. Well, you set the camera up right at the gate where you can see pretty much the best view you can get of the through the gate, the
okay.
whole trap, maybe a little bit around the outside of the trap, and then when you see what you like in there, and of course it's not exactly real time. It's close to real time. It's a couple of minute delay by the time it all gets wherever it goes and gets to your phone. And but once you have a number in there that you're satisfied with, you can hit the drop button, and within a few seconds it'll drop the gate and they'll be there.
That is something else. What's the most you've caught at one time?
About 11.
11 at one time. But that's hard to put in a dent in what you really have, though. I guess it helps some, huh?
Oh, it helps some, because of those 11, they'll turn into thousands in just a few years. So you're
that is
doing
true.
Something when you catch even one.
All right. Now, this thing is probably not for just everybody, because they don't come cheap, do they?
No, they're pretty expensive. It's a pretty good investment, but if your club wants to take hog removal seriously, you know, and you got enough members, you can, it's not that bad if everybody shares the cost.
Okay, and you, when the trap goes off, when you use it a time or two, is it necessary to move the trap to a new location, because do the hogs kind of get used to it?
It really, what we've seen is the majority of what's in that area is going to come around there right off the bat, and once you catch them, they, the ones that didn't get caught, they kind of wise up to it. And you can move it to a new location where things look different for them. You know, you can catch more. But in that same spot, it's kind of difficult to get them to go back in it again.
Okay. Well, now, if anybody else is interested in this procedure, who do they contact? Do you have a name of a company or a website or something that somebody can go to?
We use the one we use, manufactured by Jaeger Pro, J-A-G-E-R.
And, okay, Jaeger Pro, J-A-G-E-R Pro. You can go online and find that and find out how to do it, what it costs, and how to get it set up. Well, this is great. I hope y'all just keep catching them boogers.
From Hondas to hunting gear, get everything you need for the hunt at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore, and get it all for one low monthly payment. Shop all the Honda and Kawasaki products, plus quality lawn equipment and a large sporting goods department. Gear, guns, archery, and ammo by Browning, Benelli, Remington, Beretta, Columbia, Drake, Under Armour, LaCrosse, Bowtech, and Matthews, and many more. Plus a great selection of Liberty gun safes. From harness to hunting gear, you get it all at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore in Ruston.
Are you looking for an upscale auto repair shop offering computer diagnostics for your engine, transmission, and suspension? Well, how about one with ASE certified technicians and offering 24-hour towing? Look no further than the professionals at Ace Automotive. They're located on Highway 167, 1 mile south of South Parkway Church in Ruston. Check them out at aceautomotiveruston.com.
Sexton Animal Health Center in Ruston serves your pet and you, providing high-quality pet health and wellness services to assist your pet in living a longer, happier, and healthier life, and providing you with access to leading-edge products, services, and educational content to enhance the bond with your pet. Sexton Animal Health Center is a full-service veterinary medical facility providing the best possible medical, surgical, digital radiology, and dental care for their patients. And ask about pet daycare and boarding, too. Sexton Animal Health Center, 1628 East Kentucky in Ruston. Become a friend on Facebook to receive the latest news and updates.
Just urging you to be sure and keep a date in mind, January 31st. We mentioned it last week, but the Union Museum of History and Art up in Farmerville is hosting a wildlife art exhibit. It's going to go on into March, but it opens on January 31st. You can see works of artists, the photographers, taxidermists, wood carvers, and others who are going to display their amazing work that's focused on wildlife that inhabits our part of the world. Again, that exhibit kicks off January 31st and runs on into March. You don't have to be a hunter to be enthralled by the work of these gifted artisans. January 31st, be there if you can. Speaking of those feral hogs, I just got a notice from the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries about something. Some people, they like to catch those hogs, transport them, and turn them loose somewhere where they can hunt them. Well, that is becoming against the law unless you do it exactly right, because those things are a horrible problem. To control it, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has given a notice of intent that anyone transporting a live feral hog in Louisiana would have to show authorization, and without the proper paperwork could face fines up to about $2,000. And if you got an opinion on this, you got until 4:30 on March 2nd to email or to mail Jim LaCour, the state wildlife veterinarian for the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and state your feelings about this. Well, time is up for today, so until same time next week, I'm Glenn Harris for Glenn Harris Outdoors, inviting you to visit our sponsors, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, Cranford's Northside, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. So, folks, get out there, see what you've been missing in our great outdoors.
Listen to Glenn Harris Outdoors live every Tuesday afternoon on ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at redpeachsports.com.